There'll be subject matter that we don't get. But if we stay with Him, it will come to us as it should come to us. Does that make sense? But this is not a 30-minute sitcom. Anybody can come to church one time. Anybody can be blessed one time. Anybody could come to church for 1 year. But this is a lifetime commitment that we've got to allow ourselves to be committed to so that we can get all of the benefits that come with following Him. Apparently, we've got to follow Him because there is somewhere He's taking us. Now, I think I know where that is, and I think you do too. And I think He spent a lot of time preparing that place for us, that where He is, there we may be also. But there's stuff to get accomplished between now and then. And He said, occupy yourselves until I come. That means get yourself busy. Amen. And so look at John 16 and 7 and understand some things with me. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth. It is expedient. And everybody say, major important. It is majorly important for you that I go away. For if I go not away, the Comforter, somebody shout Holy Ghost, the Comforter will not come unto you, but if I depart, I will send Him unto you. Amen. As a man, He couldn't be but one place at a time. But when He sent His Spirit, the Holy Ghost can fall tonight here, and it could fall tonight in Japan. Actually, it's daytime in Japan, but you get what I'm talking about. Amen. It can fall anywhere at the very same time because the Holy Ghost can be everywhere all at once. That's why it was expedient for Him. It was very important for Him to go away so He could send the Comforter, which is His Spirit. Somebody shout the Holy Ghost. Now, it's expedient. That means, again, that it's at the utmost importance. Amen. And then secondly, He had to go away because it completed something. He had to go away so the Comforter could come. Amen. So now He is not with us, but now He's gone deeper, and now He is in us. What a prime example of what I want to talk about tonight that just happened a few moments ago, right there in that spot where a young man received the baptism of the Holy Ghost for the very first time in his life. Jesus said, it's important. I got to go away, but I'm going to come right back in the Spirit, and I'm not going to be with you then, but I'm going to be in you. How many of you have Jesus in you tonight? Yeah. Amen. Praise God. It's so, and I leaned over and I told my little brother, I said, hey, you feel the power. Amen. When I said that, he went down like a, you know, I mean, he just went down. And so I'm telling you, the Holy Ghost, the Comforter, the Spirit of God, it is important. Amen. I'm out tonight for you to find out and to know for sure in your spirit that there is absolutely no other alternative rather than the Holy Ghost. There's nothing better than the Holy Ghost. There's nothing stronger than the Holy Ghost. There's nothing that can happen to you any better than the Holy Ghost. And so if you have the Holy Ghost and it's not the best thing that's happened to you, then you need to come back to your first love, the Bible says, and get that going all over once again. Amen. Amen. Brother Billy, you talked about it last night, told us how that there were seven churches and God had something against six of them and only one of them were in good condition. Amen. And so it is. I want God to take a good look at Landmark. If there's anything wrong, Lord, speak it to us so we can make it right. And if anything, I want to fall in love with the Holy Ghost like I've never fell in love with the Holy Ghost, because other religions are coming up with alternatives. I don't care what kind of program it is. I don't care. I've seen people in our church receive the Holy Ghost. I've seen people baptized. Amen. I'm telling you, that's the greatest thing that can happen to people. Programs will never take the place of that, and we will always have programs. Amen. We'll have bounce houses. We'll give away bicycles and stuff. I started to say family Bibles, but I don't think we've ever given away a family Bible. But, you know, we're going to give you fried chicken. Amen. We're going to treat you so many ways, you're going to like one of them and get back here and receive the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. It's a personal thing with preachers. We're out to get chickens. We've got a vengeance against them. Amen. I remember that. We all remember that rooster that crowed. And Simon Peter denied the Lord. So we're after every rooster out there. Hallelujah. But I'm just saying, the Holy Ghost is important. He said, follow me. Amen. So we're following a God that we can't see. And the reason we can't see him is because when we look in the mirror, we're supposed to see him. He is in us now, fulfilling his will. Somebody shout his will. Somebody say, not my will. Amen. So we follow the Holy Ghost lead. He leads us into the future. Amen. Now, I'm going to give you something. You know me, when I get full of wisdom, you better get a pen and paper, buddy. I'm going to just tell you something about the past. You ready for this? This had to be God, because I couldn't think of it on my own. The past is the past. The devil didn't want me to say that. Up here trying to choke me up and stuff. The past is the past. Let it go. Let it go. So we can launch ourselves into the future. The only thing we need to take with us in the future about our past is how it taught us to do better. Amen. That we needed to do better. God's church is a Holy Ghost filled church. I could care less about if Baptist is on the sign, Methodist is on the sign, Pentecost is on, it does not matter to me. I'm Baptist because I baptize people. That's a person that baptizes. Amen. We could say we're Methodist because we've got certain methods here in this apostolic church. We can certainly say we're Pentecostal because we speak in tongues all the time. And we're apostolic because we love what the apostles taught. They were taught firsthand by Jesus Christ, and so we're following them as they followed Christ. Amen. That makes us apostolic. Do you hear what I'm saying? Amen. You're not what you are because your sign says you are. You're not Presbyterian because you're Presbyterian because you only believe in a certain amount of the Bible. Amen. You're another thing because you only believe in a certain amount of the Bible. Amen. Why don't you just go ahead and be a holy Bible believer Christian? And let's believe the Holy Bible and the whole Bible. You talk about a Bible revival. Amen. If we begin to believe the Bible, we would have revival. And so the only way we're going to do that is to follow him. Amen. And so his church is a Holy Ghost-filled church. Amen. His Holy Ghost fills. His Holy Ghost loves. His Spirit thrills. Amen. He leads us. He guides us. He directs us. We do not follow our own understanding. We chase after God. Amen. And again, when he tells us, just follow me, I'll make you fishers of men. The directions may not come with it immediately, but you just begin to follow him and his directions will come. Amen. This is not confusion. And this is not a delusion. This is an infusion, if you will, of the Word of God. We are not going to be judged by what denomination we were. We're not going to be judged by how we feel or what we think. But we will be judged by the Word of God. And thank God there's still men that aren't afraid to preach it and to teach it and to stand upon it, because there's still people that hunger and thirst for it. Amen. And so there's no alternative. What can take the place of God? What can take the place of the sonship, Jesus Christ? What can take the place of the Spirit that He poured out upon each and every one of us and that is still falling fresh today? Amen. What can take place of His power? What can take the place of His authority and His dominion? Amen. So the Holy Ghost is, everybody say, the absolute answer. Amen. It's the answer. It's the provider, and it is the keeper. It's not just the answer to our dilemma, and then we take off doing whatever we've always done. It is also a provider. After it's given an answer, the Spirit of God can continue to provide. And then it is our keeper. I would hate to know that it was totally up to me as to whether I could make it to heaven or not. That's a bad wreck right there. But all I've got to do is have a hunger and a thirst for the kingdom of God, and I'll be filled, and I'll be led, and I'll be directed. All I've got to do is follow Him. Amen. He doesn't owe me any explanations. I don't have to have what you have. I don't have to have what anybody else has. And what I'm talking about is position now. Amen. Praise God. It looks like Carson here in a little while, and I hope I'm not speaking out of turn, but it looks like he's going to be youth. There he is back there. Him and Brother Tony is eating KFC, I think. But it looks, some of you are like, yeah, we're going to church. Grab a bucket of chicken. But it looks like he's going to be youth president of the whole state of North Carolina. And he's already been youth secretary. He is youth secretary right now. And he'll probably go on to be some presbyter or something. And then some district director promotions superintendent thing. They won't even let me be dog catcher. My name hasn't come up in 12 years for anything. And I'm not sad about it, honey. Praise God. I was Sunday school director long enough to know what goes on and how it works when you have to work with people. And I did that, and I was so glad. Now I'm loving pastoring. Amen. But I'm just saying, amen. I can't worry about what God does for other people. I can't worry about how He promotes them, puts them in position, and takes them to this place. Amen. I'm not going to trip over my bottom lip because somebody's doing something that I want to do and I don't get to do it and they get that. I don't have time. And the Lord doesn't have time for that. The only time that He's got, hey, you want what God has? Go through what He went through. You want what others have? Pray like they pray. Fast like they fasted. Seek God like they sought God. Serve like they serve. Show up like they show up. Sacrifice like they sacrifice. Hey, a lot goes into what all this kind of stuff. Amen. A lot goes into that. Amen. So the main thing you've got to do is, the Bible says, take up your cross and follow Him. And He will do for you as an individual what He's going to do for you. He will do for them what He's going to do for them. And He's going to do for them what He's going to do for them. And you know what we're going to do? We're going to rejoice with one another over what we all do for the glory of God. That's weak, but I'll take it. Hallelujah. I'm just telling you right now, amen, there's too much of that in our world that to let it bleed over into here. Amen. There's people that commit suicide because they didn't get what they wanted. Hello? I just want to follow Him. I just want to know His will. I want to be directed of God, led of the Holy Ghost. Amen. And I've been at this long enough that I can hear the voice of God if He speaks to me for anybody in the house. And if He does, you'll be the first to know. But please don't try to force something that I'm not hearing. I don't even know why I'm saying all this. Except for the fact that I want to prove this. And that is the only thing that you and I need to do, and it takes a lot of pressure off of a lot of other areas, is follow Him. Just follow Him. Just follow Him. Amen. There's no other alternative. Praise God. He's the answer. Amen. He's the truth. He's the light and the way. Let's look at Matthew chapter 8, verse 18. Amen. Now, when Jesus saw great multitudes about Him, He gave commandment to depart unto the other side. And let's look at verse 19. And a certain scribe came and said unto Him, Master, I will follow Thee whithersoever Thou goest. In other words, where You go, that's where I want to go. And I like this guy's attitude, and I like his spirit. Jesus is walking away from the multitude. And as far as I know, according to the Word of God, one of them said, Jesus, I want to follow You. So we can kind of get it where it says, many are called, but a few are chosen. Wide is the gate to destruction. Narrow is the way to truth and life, righteousness, all of that. And it's not because the Lord wants to make it hard and narrow for people, and He wants to make destruction great big because He wants more people destroyed, but it's because less people want to follow Him than go their own way. But I want this church to be the church that wants to follow Him, that wants to love Him, that wants to worship Him, that wants to praise Him, that wants to be used of God and blessed of God. And I'm not talking about just woo. About where the rubber meets the road, and get out there and get some cigarette smoke on your clothes. Amen. Get out there and dig. Hey, I taught home Bible study with the dogs that had the mange. By the time I finished, the mange was gone because I treated their dog and taught them Bible study. Amen. I've taught home Bible study when they'd fall asleep because they'd be half drunk. And I'd get louder, and then they'd wake up all of a sudden. Amen. They never did come to church and never did get in the church. And I couldn't put that notch on my gun, but I did my very best. And that's all we can do. Amen. And I certainly didn't do it to brag about it. I remember I burned my little red truck up. It smoked. Amen. I drove that truck, parked at a motel one time, and went in to get a room. And the lady said, do you smoke? I said, no, but my truck does. And how did you get, how did it get that way? It's because we had a picture drive, and I made up my mind. Hey, when you're pastoring just a small handful of people, you can do other things. And so I was all out there trying to sell pictures. You know, it's when churches were taking pictures everywhere. And I sold the most. And I'll just go along, and one day I was whistling. I was in some rough areas of town, I'm just telling you. And this lady was sitting on the deck of her apartment, and she said, hey. She said, I stopped and I looked at her, I said, hey. She said, why are you so happy? Well, you don't ask me that. And expect me not to sit down with you on your porch and tell you about Jesus. Amen. But that opportunity never would have happened had I not been walking through that apartment complex selling pictures for the church and that lady having the opportunity to ask me why I'm so happy. Amen. Nobody came up to me and said, I want you to go to that apartment complex and I want you to sell pictures and I want you to be happy. Yes, sir, I will. I woke up that morning with that on my mind. I woke up that morning, I knew that it was all right for me to get out there and to sell pictures and witness to everybody that I came across and tell them about the Lord. Amen. And so if that's okay and we know that's okay, why are we worrying about a bunch of other stuff when we can do that right now? May burn your truck up, but hey, you might wind up driving a silver Tacoma too. Hallelujah. With a rack on the back. Praise God. God is good, and He doesn't forget, and He blesses those that will bless the kingdom of God. He cherishes those that labor for the kingdom and work for the glory of God. He loves you for that. He cherishes you for that. He will protect you and keep you for that if we would just make up our minds to follow Him. That's following Him. That's chasing after Him. Amen. And so look at Matthew 9 and 9. And as Jesus passed forth from thence, He saw a man named Matthew sitting at the receipt of customs, and He saith unto him, follow Me. That's all He said. I want you to get this. All He said was, follow Me. And Matthew stood up and followed Him. Didn't know where he was going. Didn't know what was going to happen. But just in his heart of hearts, he knew it was right to get up and follow Jesus. Amen. Praise God. Somebody say faith. All He said was, follow Me. Matthew 16, 24. Hear Him tonight. I'll be glad when you guys get done with that chicken. Then said Jesus unto His disciples, If any man will come after Me, let him deny himself. That means deny yourself. Take up his cross and follow Me. Burdens are going to come. Troubles, trials, and tribulations are going to come. But you cannot say, I'm just going to quit. Well, you are not going to just quit. Because we prayed too hard to get your hide in here. We fasted too long. We believed God too strong. And we loved you too hard for you to say you're just going to. In other words, we had to work to get you in here. You're going to have to work to get out. Amen. Praise God. You didn't work to get in the world. But it's going to take your mind to be made up. Because you're not naturally born into this. You're naturally born into the world. That's why David said, I was born in sin, shapen by iniquity. You naturally were born into this world, but you've got to be born again. Amen. And then you've got to follow Him. Folks, that's all we need to do. Listen, we need to follow Him. These things are going to, when you deny yourself, you're going to have to take up a cross. Amen. And it's not that silver one that hangs around everybody's neck. Amen. It's that rough one with splinters that lays across your back when you've been wounded by the world, but you're still going to carry that cross regardless. He carried His, and now it's my turn. And so whatever the world brings, it's going to bring. Whatever comes against me, it's going to come against me. But it will not take me away from Him. Somebody say amen. Don't make me nervous. Praise God. Look at Mark chapter 2 and verse number 14. And as he passed by, he saw Levi, the son of Alphaeus, sitting at the receipt of custom. And he said unto him, follow me. And then there it is again. He just got up and started following him. Amen. Men need to be thankful. That's why we have Levi's. Just kidding. Oh, you needed a cup of coffee tonight. Oh, and I haven't even started my water. Praise God. He just got up and started following. Amen. Praise God. Personality will never reach this world. Money will never reach this world. Education, not like it needs to be reached with this truth. Thank God for money. Thank God for personality. Thank God for education. Nothing wrong with those things if they are handled proper. But I'll tell you who can reach this world, and his name is Jesus. And he will do a much better job when everybody comes together to follow him. Hearts will be mended. There'll be absolute pulpit revival, because there'll be more prayer that goes up in the prayer room than preaching behind the pulpit. There'll be sermons that will save. There'll be anointing. People will receive the Holy Ghost during the preliminaries. Without the Holy Ghost, there's compromise. Without the Spirit of God, there's sellout. Without the Holy Ghost, there's bailout. And so the Spirit leads into, everybody shout, all the truth. It's human nature to chase after something, to have hope in something, to reach for something. It's human nature to trust something, to believe in something, to depend on something, to lean on something. Why can't it be the name of Jesus? Why can't it be the very presence of God and the anointing of the Holy Ghost? Why can't it be His Spirit, His will, and His way? Amen. Look at Psalm 16:11. I'm nearly done. Psalm 16:11. Thou wilt show me the path of life. He will show us. In thy presence is fullness of joy. Full of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. Amen. That's a huge promise. Amen. That's a huge, huge promise. Praise God. There is so much to know that we don't know. But sometimes because we don't know, we get fearful, full of anxiety, try to work it out and reason it out and think it out ourselves, get depressed on ourselves, get all messed up on ourselves. There's so much to know that we don't know, so let's just follow Him. Does that make sense? Because He already knows. He already knows. Amen. Finally, ladies and gentlemen, let's just trust Him. Let's just trust Him. Two more scriptures. Psalms 34:22. The Lord redeemeth the soul of His servants, and none of them that trust in Him shall be desolate. That means not one. That means if I had 20 people standing here right now, and all of them trusted the Lord, there would none of them have to say, I hope I'm one of the ones that make it. Because the promise is, none of them that trust Him shall be desolate. In other words, all 20 of them going to be all right. Isn't that powerful? Praise God. Look at Proverbs 3 and 5. Proverbs 3 and 5. Let's stand. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and never lean not unto thine own understanding. because I have a tendency sometimes when it looks like everything's going south, I have a tendency to believe that it's just going to go further south. So I can't believe what I see or think or that human part, that natural part. But I can believe a God that can part a Red Sea. I can believe in a God that can open a blinded eye, a deaf ear, wake people up from comas. I can believe a God that can take a church to where we are right now from a church running about 12 or 14 people. Most of those little children. So if God can do what He's done, what can He do in the future? And you've been here long enough and you've seen great things from God. And if God can do that, what can He do for you in the future? So why don't we close our eyes and lift our hands, and as if we're the only individual in the house, let's ask God to give us the faith to follow. To give us the faith to follow. Give us the love to follow. Give us the passion to follow. Give us the desire to follow. Hunger, thirst, hallelujah. No matter what the world is doing, what anybody else in any other church or whatever religion is doing,
don't be ashamed.
I will not be ashamed
to say that you know Him.
Hallelujah.
Count the cost,
yeah.
Then take up your cross and follow Him.
Oh, let's lift our hands and
you
worship
need to
Him
take
now.
Up your cross.
He's spoken to us this evening.
And follow Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Take up your
to rejoice. Amen. Praise God. God richly bless you as you're dismissed in Jesus' name. Continue to pray for those that are sick in their body. Continue to pray for the miracle.